Okay, fine. Fine, Taylor taking a break from Helpless Bliss, so maybe we'll come back next week. Taylor doing Helpless Bliss, the Kisei. Glad you see childs which come out and go to sleep. So the first child comes up is, what do you like doing in the bathroom? What should you be doing? What do you like doing? Are you allowed to... We all know you're not women in the bathroom, right? That everyone knows. Are you allowed to be kind of missus in the bathroom? Are you allowed to read Gedolim books? Spacha, right, you want to know, can you bring the yet head into the bathroom or not? Why isn't that head? Some of the pages have some terror in it. There's the halacha corner, the shenara corner. But so this can you bring us into the bathroom? Yeah, there's one thing that we saw by one of the papers when I was growing up. He said, yeah, it's also taken out of the bathroom. But he wasn't talking about the Unzer. It's all the other papers. Talking about, we won't go to the show he's talking about. But so in Simon Pehei, Magavar means not Sefer Chassidim, that some people find it hard that now I'm going to the bathroom. We have a problem at a very ragged time in the sugya, and when you go to the bathroom, you have a problem that you think you're learning when you're in the bathroom. And it says that it brings down, feeling awesome and good, that the Ramban, when he used to go to the bathroom, he used to read Chachmas Musa'il in order to distract himself. He used to take a book in. All right, so free, take a minute, goes back, way back. The Ramban is taking Chachmas Musa'il in order to distract himself in relation to the shouldn't think I'm learning. Also, for example, from the Chachmas Musa'il, the same thing. They used to bring something to the bathroom to distract them in order that they shouldn't think I'm learning. So when Ramban brings down that somebody's in the bathroom and he finds himself so ranked on the sugya that he's going to think I'm learning, Ramban brings down that what should you do? You should think of cheshbonus. You should go through your bank accounts and maybe, you know, forget your, you know, look over your cell phone bill, see where it went wrong, and go through cheshbonus. On Shabbos, when you can't do cheshbonus, and Shabbos is not supposed to think about business, so cheshbonus. So the Rambam says you should think about nice buildings. That's what the Rambam says.
Some should be like
the Mavrach Zavka Beis says, well, Unser is not there. It's not right, but Unser is not there. But, their cloud, we're not such a famous. You can, find something to distract yourself. You know, take a book and think about something else. Not really so much of a to say that. But that's when there's Unser is not there. But if you try to make it, that you need accidents. So, Shana Kloger has a Shaila. Are you allowed to think about Gavlis or Kesh Brachim? Do you think about Kesh Brachim? Your Shemayim, Spinners, I think about the bathroom. So first he says that if learning is also doing the bathroom, so maybe Kolsch can think about Kodesh Baruch Hu, it should be Kavachim. That if Torah is also in the bathroom, Kolsch Kodesh Baruch Hu is Milo, it should be also thinking about the bathroom. And he says that the Chachman Kabbalah and Mukabbalah say that in Tfilin Shavim Otam, it's not to speak to Varm Shalchol. Why? Being that Tfilin Shavim Otam is so Kodesh, so Dabar Shalchol is not Pagim, it's not just so Kodesh. So same thing, Meir Kodesh Baruch Hu is so Kaddish that think about it in Makom Tumah, it's not poikim, therefore he says that maybe it's okay. So Shlomo Klinger brings a raya from the Shri's raya, basically Mar Yuma, that it says, Shri says something like Tumah. So Shlomo Klinger says that Tumah means all the time. So Shlomo Klinger is moving from there, there's a mutter to think about the Galus of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the bathroom. Some place can want to bring a raya from the Mogen Avraham, which I said before. The Mogen Avraham says, what should one do in the bathroom? What does he say? What should you do? Should think about what?
Nice buildings.
Nice buildings. There are nice buildings. And during the week, you should go through your finances. Vice versa, why do you say you should think about the Galus of Kodesh Baruch Hu? Alamai from this, Mukach, that's also to think about the Galus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Someone pushing that. So, Mai is not such a good raya. Why? Because not everyone's on the Madriga. They'll always be thinking about the Galus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So somebody who's not on Madriga thinking about Galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Magen Avraham telling you, what should you do? Think about nice buildings. And maybe someone on Madriga, maybe in Hanami, you should be thinking about the Galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I sent this out to Rabbi Ashley, asking him that, are you allowed to do the Sheis Mitzvahs in the bathroom? Abishmaim, Yerushimaim, can you do the Sheis Mitzvahs between this? And Rabbi Ashley sent back, and no, you can't do it. Saying, I have a din of, not like Shema Kloger, saying, nah, you can't do the Sheis Mitzvahs between this. Abishmaim, Yerushimaim, not doing the bathroom. So in the bathroom, you should go through your cheshbonus and read a book. I don't read a book, you get stuck there a little sometimes. But I can find in the bathroom, you shouldn't be doing Sheis Mitzvahs. What about bringing in Gedolim books? Question is, what is that? Is that considered like Matayra? Is that considered... So a friend of mine told me that he's always been stuck about what?
It's all scrolled.
passes from it. So kind of like Tommy is really so bad, he just bought the notebook from Steinberg, and he's about to go to the bathroom, and he figured he's just going to open up the page, just see what it says in the page, and decide what's meaning in the bathroom. Because the last problem with a lot of times the books is that some of the pages have Torah in it, and some of the pages don't have Torah. So if it has Torah, it's definitely not, which has Torah in it. So he's about to go to the bathroom with the Steinberg book, he just opened it right beforehand, check up to see what's going to open up to. He opens up the page of what page it was and says, "It was Sharmik Hell, the analogy of the Dylan books in the bathroom." Fine. And in terms of bringing the newspapers into the bathroom, I've tied on the deal and things like that, so it depends on this. The part which is not Torah, obviously, you're not reading in the bathroom. The part which is Torah, you obviously cannot read in the bathroom. The problem is, this is the problem of bringing Torah into the bathroom, not being turned into the bathroom. And the shaila is that a problem or not? The look is, if somebody wants to bring a sitter into the bathroom and it's in your pocket. So the question is, are you allowed to do that or not? So in Simon Gimel, it's brought down, the brings down a machlokes, that if you have something in your pocket, if it's kiss, b'toyf kiss, if it has two coverings on it, then everyone agrees it's mutter to bring the bathroom. If you have one covering, then it's going to be machlokes. If you have two coverings, I'm going to be okay. One covering is mechad. Because we once got a shayla that I have a couple of times. So you should know this before when I come chasanim. A couple of times I got the shayla from Kalas that the chasam bought them a ring and like send the ring, like when I made like rasika. He engraved it on the ring. So the shayla was, can she go to the bathroom with it or not? Because it's a pasuk, can you bring it into the bathroom? So it depends. The answer basically is that if you have one covering, the chiddush have two coverings, but if you have one covering, shas v'chak, it can be makel. So if you engrave it on the inside of the ring, so then it has one covering. Why the outside of the ring, your finger covers it. If it's one covering, shas v'chak, it can be makel. Like a partner, a lachon ma'isa, you want to go to the bathroom, you sit here. If it's in your pocket and it's in a bag, it's definitely okay. You can do it. It's a little different. If it's in two coverings, everyone agrees it's okay. One covering is a machlokes. So back to the Yatet. If on page 12 is where they have the halacha corner, and you're on page 6, it's like with the Karelis, you have your two coverings. Page 8 and page 10 is covering it. You got your two coverings, and you have to go. So if you know where the halacha parts are, and where the Torah part is, if you're always two pages away, then you're good. If you're one page away, also plenty of my places. So if you know how the paper, you know, if you just want to read the headlines, everybody's okay, right? Because the Torah is being covered, and therefore it's going to be okay. But if you're on a page which has Torah, therefore it's going to be a problem. But the Gedolim books, the problem is, as you're turning the pages, a lot of times you never know which page they're going to be on the part which he said, or psukim, that's what the Gedolim books are a problem. But if you have a newspaper which is covered, therefore that's going to be okay.
The quarter pasuk
is going to be a problem, yeah. A pasuk will be a problem.
You don't know it's going to come up, so.
Oh, so the newspapers are that cloud and not the salt. It's straight, they have separate halacha places. Or shkafa halacha, but that cloud is not really enough to worry about. That cloud.
What about the dalvos for that?
That was not a problem, because it's not in the shame of it is never from Torah Kedusha. Shach says the shame is never from Torah Kedusha. It's written as a sugar's lashon ba'am.
Is your pocket one covering?
What is
that? Is your pocket?
Yeah, your pocket sure is a covering. Yeah. So your pocket is one, so therefore, Mokum Tzarek can make. Well, it's better if you have two coverings. On the sitter, also, there's another tzirut that doesn't machlek as whether the binding is the covering of the sitter. It's the actual kricha. So that also, you can be signed upon. That also maybe is two, right? Yeah, pocket is two usually, saying, because you have one, two. So pocket anyhow is usually two, saying. This type of pocket will be one. Yeah, be one. The regular pocket really has two coverings because you have.
Even though it's connected?
Even though it's connected, yeah, I'm saying. You can send a panel there. And also, the covering also is much like this of the sitters. So if you make all, even one covering, one can say you make all. Fine. What about the other missing in the bathroom? Maybe you get a lot of missing neighbors when you go to the hotel. When you go to the hotel, so. The lacha, when it comes to looking at the shabbos, you have to lie in one of two places. Either the place where you eat, that's you have to lie, or you can lie in the place where you sleep, right? The element in the bottom of the earth is you lie in the place where you sleep. And you don't like the place you eat, and when you're married, you like the place you eat. Now, if you go to hotels, every single hotel, basically, they have a halakas neighbor's room. Halakas neighbor's room is nicely, kindly located off somewhere on the side somewhere, no shekels place you to eat. They just have like a luggage place and no shekels place you eat. So all the place can say, if you light over there, you're not yitzim. It's not the makmachila, it's not the makam shena. And if you make a bracha over there, it's a bracha latal. It's also a baby palm and hospital also. Hospital also, they don't let you light basically. You know, the place where you eat usually they don't let you light. And they just have like a nurse's station, which is not the place where you're sleeping, not the place you're eating. And you cannot be yitzim luckis and neiris in those places at all. So the shaila is, right, what about lighting in the room? Can you light in the room? So in every hotel, you just have big signs up that they don't let you light any fire in your room. They're not talking about cigarettes. They don't let you light, they're makbe, b'dini chayshim mishpat, you cannot light over there. So b'dini chayshim mishpat, they're makbe, you're not allowed to light over there, so it's also to light there. So you have a very big problem. You can't light downstairs, why? Because light downstairs is what? You can't light upstairs, because light upstairs you're in?
Gaza.
Okay. So the shaila is, what do you do now? So there's the Eitzah, when it comes to Halakha Zman Shabbos, at the place we say, you can be Yoytzah with electricity. You turn the light on. A shame. Mitzvah Zman Shabbos, place we say, you don't need an Ish for Mitzvah Zman Shabbos. You don't have to have a fire. Even just lighting a light, you can be Yoytzah Mitzvah Halakha Zman Shabbos with doing that. So then, what?
With the
bracha. But the lesson also the opposite of the lesson also, you also try it as well. So if you're in your hotel room, so if you turn on the light, the same Shabbos, that's always the Eitzah, that you can use the mitzvah like that. Now if you turn the light in your room, that's not so convenient, you're not going to sleep at night. So the Shabbos is, can you turn on the bathroom light? Okay, if you bring a night lamp, right? The best Eitzah, we'll get that in a second. The Shabbos, you turn the bathroom light, and by turning on the bathroom light, you can Yotzi, Mitzvah Sinai Shabbos and that. So, Mitzvah Mitzvah, you Yotzi. The Shabbos is, you're doing a Mitzvah in the bathroom. Like we said before, you're now doing Mitzvah in the bathroom. Is it a problem over here or not? So I send the Shabbos to Rav Yashu, and Rav Yashu says, if the Malkim Tzarek fell off in the Shabbos, the Ma'asi, you could do it.
What do you mean? You
don't make the Malkim bathroom, obviously. What do you say?
The light.
Yeah, you could just flip on the light in the bathroom. Meaning they make the bracha, you have to go out.
Okay,
well, they okay, so before they go in, they make the bracha, and they'll just...
You
if you have a Shabbos lamp...
No, I'm saying the bracha.
What, in the bathroom?
Yeah.
A lamp in the bathroom.
Anyway,
in the bathroom. Yeah, it's a window. I'm saying, turn the lights on in the bathroom. The same Shabbos, but you're seeing the bathroom.
No, I'm asking you, making a bracha on this night, even later anyway.
Yeah, who cares? But now you do the same Shabbos. And you put the light in your living room. Also, you can make a bracha. You know, you're doing the same Shabbos, and you put the light in the bathroom, and that's what I say to do. It is better if you bring a nice little light. If you bring a lamp, that's always better. I'm saying like that. You know, it's better not to do this in the bathroom. So if you bring a lamp, it's better. The opposite is selling a stationery store. There's a little light. They had like two little bulbs. I'm just tiny little bulbs. You go to Zohar B'Shamra. It was a shekel piece. And go to Zohar B'Shamra. Fine, so let's talk about the Hilchos Snus in the bathroom. It's called Beis HaKisa, a bathroom. So we'll take a quick call. What does Beis HaKisa mean?
Chair.
That's what it's chair, right? Throne, right? Really, it's chair, throne. There's not mean chair, throne. The Karakhan says that Beis HaKisa means together, Kesed Yom Chaginu, covered. That Beis HaKisa is a place you have to be with Snus. The Gemara in Brachas on Beis says that Ein Karen Snu El Mishnah Snu Beis HaKisa, and there's an Indian of being Snu in the Beis HaKisa. Berachal brings down from the smack that Snias is a Mishnah Snu Deraisa, and all sorts of halachas in the bathroom you have to put Snias. One of the halachas you have to put Snias is how much you're allowed to uncover yourself when you go to the bathroom. Remember when I was in ninth grade, so I already started with these halachas. So, I don't know, wherever I start with the halachas. But somebody he's saying like he goes to the bathroom, he sees the guy, the stall next to him, his pants are all the way on the floor. And Lamaya's the statement of the Gemara brought his cuff out, and also it's capacity shulchan aruch. Loyga atzim akimna lacharif tefach. From the back, you're only supposed to listen to gala tefach. Mufana to vachayim. You're only supposed to from the back the tefach, and the front you're supposed to do it vachayim. So also salok is how much a person is allowed to do gala. Even in the bathroom, a person more likely is completely pretend to be sneezes. It's not the way people are there, not a person has to be sneezed wherever he goes. And therefore the halacha is how much a person is allowed to expose himself when he goes to the bathroom. Now, if somebody's used to doing this, so then, you know, it's fine. These are all because they're used to doing it. Like everything else in life, practice makes perfect, and get used to it. But if you're not so used to it, so then, you know, you might find it a little bit difficult. If you just uncover yourself a little bit, then things might not work out. I don't know, great pack of whatever, okay. So there is a Benish guy in Pashas Vayetze which says that Bezman HaZeh is a limuskos, that it's only in the olden days that the bathrooms were, these go bathrooms and outhouses, right, probably used to go to the lake, he said outhouses and these go bathroom outside. So over there, there's a tremendous hakpada, they should uncover yourself. But Bezman HaZeh, the bathrooms are indoors, and the floor of the is so the Benish guy ain't so at the half bit called kachisis. You don't have to be so makbid in terms of how much you uncover, and there's a chance that it's not going to work out. You don't have to be as makbid, because nowadays it's we're surrounded by mechitzas, therefore it's okay. So, alacha maisa, you should do, you know, if you even became the pasha din shachman, you should do it, but if it's hard, you know, or it's more makeup with mine as that, you know, it's with mechitzas, so if you don't do makbid kokach, you know, you don't do it as much. Fine, so which hand do you wipe yourself with? What?
Left hand.
Is that? Okay. So Gemara brings down, and the Brachas brings down, you should not be mechanic of Yadimim. What's it like having mechanic of Yadimim? So there's a bunch of reasons. One reason is because of Kosher by Tefillin. Another reason is because of Torah Nitin Yamin. Different reasons because you eat with your right hand. There's just reasons why you don't wipe yourself with your right hand. Friend of mine seems to have a friend can ask him. What about cleaning a diaper? You guys aren't there yet, but much time you'd be cleaning diapers. So the question is, when you clean a diaper, is it same halacha? You have to be makbid not to use your right hand to clean a diaper. Is it same halacha as that? So kind of said that, yeah, and fine, same halacha. Just like you can't wipe yourself, because if you wipe somebody else, you wipe yourself, and you should do a taco, bit of the adsmah. So there is a lima schuss from the grass springs down. It's the same type of thing. If you're used to it, it's very easy. And once you're used to things, it's very easy. You're not used to it. The grass says that the only time this halacha applied was in the olden days when they used to wipe themselves, they used to use their hands, or they used to, Maran Shabbos says, used to use racks. Nowadays, that we use tissue paper, so your hands aren't going to get dirty. So therefore, it's like the grass, halacha doesn't apply. The only halacha was in the olden days when the imam used their hands used to get dirty. Nowadays, your hands aren't getting dirty. It's like the grass, therefore you can use whichever hand you want. Chuvin Tzitzel Yezer, if you have anxiety in the base. But the halacha is, when it comes to davening, that soyevim koima, somebody is not 100% clean, so it's a problem for davening, it's a problem for learning. There's a Magen Avraham which says that even by davening, even if it's not by you, you're 100% clean, but your friend is not 100% clean, that's also a problem. This is one of the reasons why the brisk goes down to Yechidus. Because they're worried about the person next to them, you know, they're clean. They're worried their friend next to them maybe is not 100% clean. Good answer, Jack. Anyhow, Al-Kabbanim, so Tzitzel Yezer says that if a person has a hard time getting clean, if he would use his left hand, like Tzitzel Yezer, it's 100 times better to use your right hand to get yourself 100% clean than to use the left hand, if you send him on the grass, than to use your left hand if you're not going to get 100% clean. Now, what's the halacha someone brings food into the bathroom? So eating in the bathroom, everyone knows you don't eat in the bathroom. But Shaila, if you bring food into the bathroom, so Shaila is what happens to the food? Are you allowed to eat the food or not? That's in the gate. Can you store medicine in the bathroom? Anyone wants to send medicine, right? Medicine you swallow. The Shaila is being that there's ruach raw in the bathroom. So Shaila is, there's ruach raw affect the food, and now you can eat it with the other. So Shuman tells Shuman Simchav Kimmel. He writes over there that the ruach raw of the bathroom is not sure on food. The way it works is it goes on people's hands, but okay, why? It's hard to know how these things work. But when he says ruach ra, there's not shor in oichlin, but he says that bad son, there's no iser maker than bringing food into the bathroom. Shufim, but it's a kasso, and the haratzvi, and al fnon, they all say that maker then there's no makar in shas in place because there's anything wrong with even bringing food into the bathroom. It doesn't say anywhere that's wrong with bringing food into the bathroom. They do say that there is. They brought down from the Friedrich of Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe said that a person shouldn't do it. It's just in the Pia Kana Kodesh. From the Belzer Rebbe, not to be food in the bathroom, therefore you shouldn't do it. But to make it, then there is no Isser, and definitely be the Eved, it's not going to ask. I must be that lucky is that all Ruach Ruz was keeping food under the bed. So, right, the lach is not to put food under the bed because the rochra is shirah under a bed. It's the beginning of every year when the, you know, Bach Prom and seminaries come, you always get a lot of shadows. They brought all the stuff from America, England, they brought enough food to last for the year, and they store it under the bed. The question is, what's the lach of the food now? So, Kiv Egan, some Kafta Zion says, because Shuva also writes that, all the ruach ra of taksamid is only lachil. B'diavad doesn't ask that. All ruach ra is only lachil de kedinim, and b'diavad they don't ask. It's not important to say to remember, it's only lachil, and b'diavad doesn't ask. And what about washing hands in the bathroom? Renegade when you go on a plane, and when you wash for a suit in the bathroom. Are you allowed to wash for a suit in the bathroom or not? What's the shayla? The shayla is that being in the bathroom is a place which is ruach ra, so can you not accomplish anything by washing your hands in the bathroom? It's ready to get in the dorm rooms. They have the sink in the bathroom or outside the bathroom?
Outside.
What?
Outside.
Outside. And the dira is probably inside, right? Yes, well. So Moshe Nebuchadnezzar, Caleb Allison Kufidali says, if we're talking about a suda, washing for a suda, he says it doesn't help in the bathroom. Cannot wash on the suda in the bathroom. On a plane, stuck. Mashen came, if... Stay tuned. If we're talking about washing for davening, he says, being that davening, you're allowed to wash your hands. Davening's not a problem. Why? He says you should wash your hands in the bathroom, dry it outside. Why? Because the luck is by davening, make it then all you need is me and the monkey. That's if you don't have water, just dry your hands on a piece of wood or something. So if you wash your hands in the bathroom, dry it outside for davening, that's okay. Right, so other places in the Mekel, the Sitzchak and others, the Mekel, they say that there's a whole shiloh about bathrooms, as Bazana said, does it have a din of a bathroom or not? Why? Because olden days, when there's something called Besakisa de Parsali, I think Mara says that Mitzias was like, you know, the old train bathrooms that you used to go to the bathroom, it was like straight down on the train tracks. They still have that in Europe? What? They have those that go straight down? Oh, it's going straight down. No, you just. Like, as it's going looking down, you see, like, you know what? But anyhow, so over there, the Gemara says that it doesn't have a din in the bathroom. If it doesn't stay there, it just goes, shoots down, it doesn't have a din in the bathroom. So the place kind of looks up because man is there. How do we down a toilet? Mitzad Echad, after you flush it, it doesn't stay there. It's not there. But Mitzad Bey, it sits there for a couple, it sits there for some amount of time. Shad is, does it have a din in the bathroom right now? So the place can say, Moshe, Chazanish, it's just like, they all say, it's making a din of what that has a din of a real bathroom now. That's why they use it as a supreme for life and not lots. So go on, the person say that Shas Hadchak, you're on a plane or something like that, so you could say about washing your hands in the bathroom because it's here if the halacha that could be that doesn't have a din in the bathroom, but for Shas Hadchak, you can make a and wash your hands in the bathroom. That's why a lot of my friends, when they were redoing their diras, and they built the master bedroom, so they made the sink outside of the bathroom. And every time you go to the bathroom, that's it's a problem. So if you wash your hands in the bathroom, that's it's a problem. Because you're trying to get the rochra off, and the rochra comes back on. Wash naked wash in the bathroom, all these things are problems, and you should wash outside the bathroom.
So if you start walking in the bathroom, you get some emergency.
So like this, Mr. Brewer Paskins, if you start walking in the bathroom, you have to wash your hands.
But now there's
more cows, so the place will say, no, put it in half a mirror, you should all go.
The bathroom only has stalls, so.
What do you mean? Only has stalls in the bathroom? I don't know. I'm saying a lot of times they don't smell. Otherwise, that just left. I mean, it's too specific. It doesn't get stuck there. I mean, it doesn't. Not like a toilet with flushes and that's like a
mess. You should throw the stall.
No, the whole thing gets the whole thing. All things get the last thing that. Okay, one off about Ashiyatza. Just one time I come over again. Ashiyatza is. When we wake up in the middle of the night, you have to make Hashiyatza or not. When we wake up in the night, you go to the bathroom, you have to have sleeping. The Shaz, you have to make Hashiyatza or not. So Shaz, how long do you have after you go to the bathroom? How long do you have to make Hashiyatza? What? So the Chachil is supposed to make Hashiyatza right away, but the Shmuel Paskin is that if you go to the bathroom and you don't have to go to the bathroom again, so you can still make Hashiyatza. And until you feel you have to go again, you can still make Hashiyatza. So Mishmur says, somebody gets in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, you should make Hashiyatza right away, because chances are when we get up again in the morning, you're going to have to go to the bathroom again. But as Mr. Bruce says, it's the right thing is, if you wake up in the night, the Maaseh, you should make Ashiyatza.
That means you have to wash Nei Olasa like six times, eight times to eat the bracha.
Brachas, okay, it's good to wash Nei Olasa, but you could be making, if it, yeah, it is good that you could wash one time also. For brachas, meaning monkeys at all. So Nei Olasa, not the brachas. The bracha Ashiyatza, saying all the, it's put down a lot of places that it's a tremendous skula for Fuas and Yeshuas. Rav Soloveitchik said that his Gansi Yerushalayim came was he once saw Baruch Bar by his house, and he saw a Baruch Bar the way he made it Ashi Yatsa. Little Kavanas and everything, and he said that's where his Gansi Yerushalayim came.